Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with the West Hancock boys basketball coach, Jay Hiscox. And four games to talk about today. Going back to the Garner game and cross-county rivals, always a good game. They kind of jumped on you early, and you spent the whole game trying to dig out of the hole, and you just couldn't quite get it done as they got you 62-43.
Yeah, you kind of took the words right out of my mouth there, Carl. Coach Young and his squad did a good job of hitting some shots early and kind of putting us in a hole. And then we were able to tighten things up at certain times, but just never able to get over that hump to make it, you know, a two-possession game. I think we kept getting it to, like, 7 points in the second half, and we could never get it to that two, you know, that magical two-possession mark. And credit to Coach Young and his kids. They started the game, I want to say, a kid for them that typically doesn't open up, you know, shoot a lot of threes or make a lot of threes, opened up by hitting one on their first possession. And then Aiden Chisel was really good off the bench for them, knocking down shots. I believe he made three or four threes in the first half. Our guys, you know, they're never going to quit. They battled back, like I said, and made things interesting, but it was just too big of a hole to come out of. I believe that night Rylan finished with a double-double. Mitch had 15, and Rhett was close to double figures as well. That night, those three, I think, scored 40 of our 43 points that night. So we've just got to do a better job of finding the more consistent offense and shot making from some other guys that are more than capable.
Absolutely. Then the next ball game, North Union, this one was tight and obviously went into overtime. And he just nipped him 47-46.
Yeah, that game, we knew North Union, they're a very, very talented team this year with the experience that they have coming back. A lot of seniors that have played since their freshman year, some juniors that have played since their freshman year, and then a couple pretty impactful sophomores. Coach Fisher's got a really good squad over there. We were lucky to escape with the victory, and I believe it had been like 8 days prior that we played them. So always hard when you see a team so close together, but due to weather this year, you're going to have some weeks like that where you see a team one day and you turn around and play them, you know, within 10 days. But our guys were really good defensively in that game with what we wanted to do in the game plan. Rylan had a really big game. I believe he had 23 points and double-digit rebounds, Red at 14 points. And for the most part, we were in control of the game by a couple of possessions for most of the game, and then some really incredible shot-making by North Union, especially the Madden kid. He hit a deep, deep, deep three at the buzzer to send it into overtime. And then in the overtime, he had another really, really deep shot. But our kids executed down the stretch. I thought Caden Harley was really good defensively for us, getting out and getting deflections, and it was a really, really good home win for us over a good team.
And anytime you out-rebound somebody, you got to feel good about that. And you talked about Barnes' line, 23 and 10, but also three block shots, so both ends of the floor.
Yeah, he's kind of a stat sheet stuffer for us. He leads us in points, of course, and he's averaging double-digit rebounds this year. He can block shots. He can get other teammates involved with assists. He leads us. Still leads the conference in steals. Just a really, really active player, and we're really lucky to have him. The program's lucky to have him. He's playing really good basketball as a senior, and you know he's closing in on some pretty special individual numbers. He wouldn't want to, you know, he's not one to really think about the individual numbers, but he went over 500 rebounds earlier in the year. He's closing in on he's going to have a shot at the all-time rebounding record at West Hancock, and then he's going to have a shot at finishing his career with over 1,000 points. So he's had a really special career, and he continues to do really good things, on the court, and then off the court, he's a terrific leader as well.
And that leads us into this week, and played on Monday night this week against North Iowa, and always a scrappy ball club and this one went down to the wire, but you picked up the win 58-53.
Yeah, you know, North Iowa's, they're not the deepest team this year, but they got, I always, you know, I call guys dudes, so they got some dudes that can play. The Green Sky Kid, Hoffman, Minders, and now with Gerber back, they got some guys that can really get after it offensively and fill it up. Green Sky shot it really, really well against us. But again, we just were able to kind of keep it at a 2-3 possession game most of the game and kind of control things. And that one, it was really good to see Jackson Johnson, one of our seniors, get a double-figure scoring. He had 10 points in that one. He was really aggressive, getting to the rim, either finishing at the rim or drawing free throws and then knocking down a three or two. Rylan and Mitchell both had double-figure scoring. Mitchell, I believe, led us with 16 points or 15 points that game. But, yeah, well-rounded effort by the kids. We got some more scoring outside of Rhett and Rylan and Mitch, which was good to see because we got kids that are more than capable of knocking down shots and being impactful offensively.
And then last night, taking on Forest City for the first time, and you'll see him again here fairly soon, and big lead for Forest City. You guys cut into it, just weren't able quite to get over that hump as you fell 61-54.
Yeah, and, you know, I credit to Coach Rosacker and the kids. He had a great game plan coming in, as he always does. I mean, he's the longest tenured coach in our conference and won the most conference titles for a reason. I know they're a little bit down this year as far as wins and losses wise, but, you know, I told our kids going into that game, Forest City is a lot better than what their record indicates, especially how they had played the last two games coming into our game. I was able to get down and watch them against Charles City on Tuesday night and then watch your guys' live stream of the game versus Eagle Grove the other night. And, you know, I think it's a matter of they had a lot of kids that didn't have a ton of varsity experience playing earlier in the year, and now they're starting to try to kind of figure out what basketball at the varsity level is all about, and they're playing really, really good basketball. And they came out and just flat-out beat us last night. They were the better team. It wasn't that we put ourselves in a hole in the first quarter, in the first half. They put us in that hole. So I just want to be really clear that it was Forest City that to give all the credit to. They put us in that hole. And our kids, to their credit, they battled back in that third and fourth quarter and got it to single digits and played really, really hard. It was just, you know, I tell the kids all the time, and I tell other people I talk to, basketball is a shot-making game, and Forest City executed and knocked down shots when they needed to, and they knocked down a lot of them. I believe in that game, Mitchell and Rylan led us. They both had, one had 15 points, 12 rebounds, and the other had 14 points, 12 rebounds. So they were really active at the rim and taking care of the glass, and then Caden Harley stepped up with 14 points. He was 4 of 9 from the three-point line, and again, he's one of those kids that's super active, got really long arms, and gets after it defensively. But you know, credit to Coach Rosacker and his guys. Tommy Miller was terrific. They came out and they put one on us last night.
And now, hard to believe, with as many games as we've played, you still got four ball games to play before we get to the postseason. Belmont Clemmy, Clarion on Monday at Clarion, and then you've got Bishop Garrigan and Forest City to wrap things up. So three or four games on the road.
We had a really nice stretch of, you know, we started the season with a ton of road games, then we had a really nice stretch of a lot of home games here recently. Now we're going to go back on the road again for three of our last four. But, you know, our focus is Clarion Goldfield Dows on Monday night. Putting the plan together late last night and early this morning of what we want to do and how we want to accomplish our goals. But, you know, like I told the kids last night, I still truly believe this is a team that when we're right, we can play with any 1A team in our area. So we need to get back in a rhythm and be playing our best basketball here these last four games, and then see what the matchups are for the postseason. But we have the potential to be a very, very dangerous team in the postseason.
And like you said, just any given night in this league, anybody can be had. You just have to. That has to all come together.
Yep, it's a shot-making game, and this year more than ever, you can't really do the comparative scoring. You know, like this team beat that team. You know we should beat this team by that much, because there's ebbs and flows to the season. Like with Forest City, they're a great example. They took some lumps early in the year, but if you truly watch what they've done their last 3-4 games, they're playing really, really good basketball, and they're a really confident team. So you can't look past any team. That team's got to have your full attention and go out and give your best effort defensively and execute on offense and hope you see some shots fall down.
Well, we appreciate the time, Jay. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
That's Wes Hancock boys basketball coach Jay Hiscox.